Welcome to the HCM Technology News Roundup. It's March 2nd, 2021. I'm Mark Pfeffer, editor of the HCM Technology Report and Recruiting Daily, and I'm here with the latest news on HR technology. More American companies are hiring chief diversity officers, with members of the S&P 500 bringing on as many as a dozen a month. This is all according to a study by Russell Reynolds Associates. What's different this time is that the whole world is focused on it, one of the firm's executives told Bloomberg. Still, only about 53% of the S&P 500 have CDOs. That's up from 47% in 2018. Another thing, chief diversity officers seem to move around a lot. They stay with their company for an average of 3.2 years, which compares to 5.5 for a CEO. While they're there, they're given relatively paltry budgets of about $100,000, although that's changing. More companies are giving them staff and budgets closer to $500,000. Also, Russell Reynolds said, now companies are taking a longer-term view of diversity. Some product news. ZipRecruiter now offers candidates feedback about how strong a match they might be for a job. The guidance is generated using AI run against data from interactions in the ZipRecruiter marketplace. For each job, the platform shows seekers a match score to provide an idea of how likely they are to be received favorably by a hiring manager. The system also recommends ways job seekers can improve their odds of success, like updating their profile or resume with more relevant qualifications. SAP launched Fieldglass Assignment Management, which helps manage contractors performing ad hoc work under existing supplier agreements. The module simplifies assigning and managing work projects across multiple workers and variable pay rates. Later this year, Daily Pay is going to launch a new module to facilitate the awarding of bonuses. Reward by Daily Pay will allow managers to make on-the-spot payments for everything from bonuses to special incentives for picking up additional shifts. eLearning Brothers acquired the game agency to strengthen its game-based learning. The space is seeing annual growth of almost 30%, the company said, with U.S. sales expected to reach $7.5 billion by 2025. The companies have collaborated since 2017, jointly serving clients like Chick-fil-A, IHS Towers, and PayPal. And finally, Edcast updated its platform on Salesforce AppExchange. It'll now provide new ways to learn without leaving the Salesforce environment. Features include easy access to skill building within Salesforce, enhanced corporate learning leaderboards, and an integrated search component. And that's the news. This has been the HCM Technology News Roundup. We're a part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.